I once heard about a fascinating Shiloh that came to Rav Moshe Heineman Shlita. The Shiloh was about a couple who was not frum, and the wife was a Jew, and the husband was not. The husband was a guy, and they were getting closer to Yiddishkeit. The woman started being a scarf to Yiddishkeit, but she was still living with her husband, who was a guy. And at a certain point, when she found out about Tayrus HaMishpacha, she wanted to be able to be Makban on Tayrus HaMishpacha, but for some reason, she was not able to be Tayvel. So she remained Benidusa, and her question was, is it mutter for her to live with her husband, who is a guy, Benidusa, while she's Anita before she's Tival? So for some reason, she was not able to be Matar herself, and she was trying her best to try to keep whatever halachas that she could. And the question is there a Isser Bias Akum on a Isha who is Anita? Obviously, the husband is a guy, he doesn't have any issues, he could do what he wants, but she is a Yid, she's Mechuyev to keep Din Anita. It's Aser for a Yid to be Bael Anita, but over here the one who's being Bael her is not a Yid, he's a guy, and maybe there's no Isser for a Isha Nida to be Nivel to a guy. Maybe the whole Isser Nida is only when the Bael is a Yisrael, but by a guy it's not a problem. So this is a Shiloh that came to Rabbi Heineman. Is there an Isser Nida on a Bia of an Akum? And this is something that is not really discussed. It's a very fascinating Shiloh. Is an Osir for an Isha to be Nivel to a guy, Benidusa? And he went around to many different Talmid Chachamim to ask them what they thought about this Shiloh. No one really had a clear raya whether this is mutter or not, until he came to Rav Gedalia Nadal. Rav Gedalia Nadal was a guy in Adir, living in Bnei Brak from the biggest Talmidim, the Chazon Ish, person who was a tremendous guy in all in Yanim. And Rabbi Heineman asked him the Shiloh, and right away he told him that it's Mefurish in the Marsha and Megillah that it is Aser, that it's Aser for a guy. It's also for an Isha who is Nida to be Nivel to a guy. And what was he referring to? He's referring to a Marsha in Megillah and Daf Gimel. This Daf, Daf Gimel and Beis, tucked away in the middle of the Agadah over here, the Gemalik Arai, the Gedalia Nadal brought. The Gemara says over here in Yigim and Beis that it says by Esther, it's Maimer Mardechai Esther Isa. What does that mean? Amar Mirmish Isa Mara Damnida Lachachamim. She would show the Damnida to the Chachamim. And then it continues, Kasher Haisa Bamana Itai Amar Abbar Lima Mishmei Darab Shaisa Medes Michekai Shalachashvash Vetavelis Veshapis Michekai Shal Mardechai. She would be Tavel before she went to Mardechai. So the Gemara says she used to show the Damnida to the Chachamim. What was the purpose of showing Damnida to the Chachamim? So the Marsha over here goes on this, and the Marsha says that the reason why she showed the Damnida to the Chachamim, he says, it was in order to be able to be nivel to Mardechai. It was not because of Achashverosh, because for Achashverosh it wouldn't help, because Taisa says over here that she had to be Matzei Eitzel Eitzel Rasha B'chol Yoyim. She had to be available for Achashverosh every day. So whether she's, Achashverosh was not interested in waiting for her to go to the mikvah and be Metahir. So he was being Bael her every day anyways. And that was an Einus. There was nothing she was able to do about it. So why was she being showing the Damnid L'Chacham? It's like the Mashal. It wasn't for Achashverosh, because for that it wouldn't help. It must have been for Mordechai. So Zakhtav Rav Gedalia, you see from the Marsha that he had a tzad to say that she would show the Damnid al-Chachamim for Achashverosh, but just you can't say that because Achashverosh didn't care. But Be'etzem, it sounds like that's something she should have done. And the Marsha says Be'etzem there was an Isser over here, but it was done by Einus, and there's nothing she could do about it. But it's clear from the Marsha that he understood that the Bias Akam of Achashverosh with Esther Benidusa would be a problem that is considered a Isser of Bias Nida. And this was his raya that it would be us in such a case, that the Isser Nida applies to a guy as well. Gemalik Raya from Gedalia Nadal. Just want to be myself that if you look in the Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua, this is the, not from the Pnei Yeshua, not from the famous Pnei Yeshua, but I think it's actually from his grandfather. So it's a earlier Achron. He writes in Ebenezer Simnam Dalad, he also seems to, Naman as Davar Pashit, he seems to assume that there is a Isser Nida by Bias Akum, because he's going on the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Ayin Dalam Vez, where the Gemara asks, how could Esther be Nivel Tachashverish? Esther before Hesia Havia, it was before Hesia, there should be a Chiv Kiddush Hashem, because it was done before Hesia, she has to be Meisa Nefesh. And the Rishonim over there all ask, why does the Gemara come on to Farhesia? Why doesn't the Gemara just say it's Gilu Arayah? She was an Eish HaSesh, she was married to Mardechai. And that itself would be a reason to be Maisa Nefesh. Why does the Gemara come on to Farhesia? And some Rishonim answer that Gemara is going like the Malamer, that Esther was not married to Mardechai. Doesn't have that Rosh, and she was not an Eish HaSesh, therefore the Gemara comes on to Farhesia. So, effective Pnei Yeshua, Okay, you could get around Eishes Ish. You could say she was a married to Mordechai, but what about Isser Nida? She for sure was a Nida at a certain point, and the Gemara actually darshens with this Chalka Lamalka Ma'ed that she became a she was pierced a Nida. So why doesn't she have to be Meiser Nefesh because of Isser Nida, which is also in Gila Arias? Why does the Gemara come out to Farhasia? Typically, Mishum Isser Nida. So Ayin Sham, he answers whatever he answers, but it's clear from him that he assumed that being a Nida would be a reason for her to have to be Meiser Nefesh because there's an Isser on her to be Nivel to an Akum Benidusa. That seems to be Pashat to the Chuvas Pnei Yeshua. If you hold that Isser Nida does not apply to an Akum, then obviously his Kasha wouldn't be a Kasha. So maybe the Gemara itself, or the Rishonim, would be right the other way, but from the Chuvas Pnei Yeshua, you assume that he assumed as a Davar Pashat that the Isser Nida applies to a Bias Akum, just like a Bias Yisrael.